I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The inquiry into the Uvalde Elementary School shooting has begun behind closed doors, although 3 weeks ago, the community is reeling. Child Evangelism Fellowship recently sent a team to Uvalde for spiritual care. They met a girl who crawled out a school window during the shooting. She was still in shock. After some time, this girl, her mother, and two friends gave their lives to Jesus. Lydia Kaiser with CEF tells us,
when tragedy strikes, people's hearts are open like no other time. And so this is the time to help them struggle with those questions like, why do bad things happen in the world?
That question is the theme of CEF's booklet, Do You Wonder Why? The team took 20,000 copies of Do You Wonder Why to distribute and ultimately ran out of booklets. Uvalde is desperate for hope. Keep praying for Christ's healing in that community. And if you're like me, you've probably always had a Bible within reach, whether or not you read it.
English speakers have had them for hundreds of years. It's not something that we've struggled with the lack of access to.
Unfolding Word CEO David Reeves says believers in South Asia just finished New Testament translations in 15 languages spoken by 9 million people.
And it wasn't done by Western missionaries. It was done by the people who'll be using them. In the midst of some really difficult obstacles, COVID outbreaks, lockdowns, severe economic difficulties, persecution, they just kept working on it because they wanted these texts. They just got tired of waiting on someone to show up.
Learn how you can come alongside this work in the full report online and praise God for making this work possible so believers can have access to His Word. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.